Around January, Vincentio will notice that the vegetation around them start changing, especially entirely outside and certainly south of Prospect. You'll notice the vegetation drying out. That marks the start of the dry season. Now, trees, like people, they respond when there's a lack of water. Trees generally close their stomatas on their leaves and they go into sort of a hibernation. So, in order to avoid feeding too much, they will shed their leaves so they don't create photosynthesis and so on. And to retain water within themselves and so on. Whenever that occurs, Desi, we have an extensive amount of dry material on the ground. Dry leaves, dry twigs and so on. And persons generally would go in and light these. One of the vegetation, though, that is creating most problem to us is the lemongrass. Most persons know lemongrass. They call it fever grass. There's so many different names that we call it in St. Vincent. Lots of lands, areas that were traditionally farmed for agriculture have now gone abandoned. And persons kept these grass on the agriculture holdings for feeding cattle. So no cattle, no agriculture, grass remain, grass spread. So places like Rose Hall and Chomoka, those areas are primarily affected by elephant grass. Places like Long Line and those areas, for those who know the back of Coast Hill and those areas, totally predominated by elephant grass, and it's another prime source of fires. In those areas, even more so than the lemongrass areas, animals are at risk.
Yeah.
Because there are farmers who still tie the animals to feed on elephant grass, and there are still farmers who work the fields and keep animals close to their fields, where they cut and carry, in some cases, elephant grass. So we have seen over the years, we've lost some livestock as a result of these fires.